You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. There's a temptation to say it every time we have an election, but this really has been a campaign unlike any other in recent history. People will vote tomorrow in constituencies of all shapes and sizes across the country, and of course we won't know what they've decided till the ballot boxes are gathered in and their votes counted. Our special correspondent, James Naughty, spent a final campaign day in one Highland seat with his own claim to fame, Ross Skye and Lochaber.
This is the largest Westminster constituency by area, a land of lochs and peaks stretching from sea to shining sea, as an American visitor might put it, although today there is no shine, only patterns of rain sweeping over the water and mist seeping through the glens. But what a good place to remember how many forms this election takes and the richness of the parliamentary patchwork.
Coigach Community Hall, Achiltibui, Allapool Primary School, Badcock Primary School, Dundonnell, Balnabuir Primary School.
The village halls and schools will soon be ready across 4,500 square miles. It's only one of two seats that takes in the east coast and the west. The other one is just up the road to the north. From the red sandstone village of Cromarty, where half-built North Sea oil platforms squat in the bay, to the spectacular west coast of the Isle of Skye, 100 miles away in the mist.
Marybank Primary School, Strathconan Village Hall, Auchmore Village Hall, Plockton Public Hall.
If you want an antidote to the campaign noise, this is it. Even the dolphins off the Black Isle aren't showing themselves today, and although there are posters and trees and lampposts everywhere, there's not a stirring of politics to be seen. All the way west to Ullapool, where the mist is hanging over Loch Broom, and the tourists waiting to sail across the Minch to the Outer Hebrides are peering into the rain. A few fishermen have emptied their lobster pots, and the seagulls are delving for scraps and picking up castaway crab claws. Politics? You must be joking. It's a day for shelter, for fish and chips. There's firewood for sale on the quayside, although they do reach for that familiar Highland refrain, "It's going to be glorious tomorrow." Imagine being a canvasser out in a day like this. The average voter would think you were daft. So it's calm. And a good place to remember how much lies hidden under the surface, waiting to break out tomorrow.
About the weather. She said, well, if you wait long enough, it'll be nice again.
You see more tourists than voters at the moment. Why should they know? But this is a contest for one of the SNP's 56 seats from 2015. Ian Blackford is the Nationalist, Jean Davis the Liberal Democrat, Robert Davidson the Conservative, and Peter O'Donnell the Labour candidate, with two independents. It is the seat once held by Charles Kennedy. Like most seats across the country, of course, it hasn't been in the headlines, but it is an elegant example of how every single one is different, with its own pace, its own argument. Here, the price of fuel, the pros and cons of Brexit for small farmers and fishermen, the oil industry, and of course, independence. Do you want a second referendum or not? London seems far away, although not the effects of violence. Every eye in the Highlands and Islands was on Barra this week for the first funeral from Manchester of Ailie MacLeod, carried home to her island. Close, after all. There's a famous tune from the southern extremity of this constituency turned into a song about departure and longing. Lochaber no more. And on a day like this, with dripping pines and huddled sheep and the boats tied up, and after these last weeks, its mournfulness may seem appropriate. But don't be misled. Of course there's as much passion, excitement, and no doubt plenty anger here as anywhere else. Like the smallest constituencies too. The smallest, by the way, is Islington North. You can cross it in 20 minutes. In some parts here, that wouldn't get you to the next village. Time to go. The sweeper to London and Westminster. I don't know how many constituencies the train will pass through, dozens certainly. They'll all seem quiet in the night, just like the Highlands in the soft rain. But everywhere is ready, and in some places we can be sure they have their own secrets to reveal.
And Jim will be on air throughout the night, tomorrow night on Radio 4 with Carolyn Quinn from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. with all the results of the election.
Hello, I'm Luke Jones.
I'm Eddie Mayer. We thought we'd give you a flavour of what you can find over on the IPM podcast.
As a parent myself, any parent knows that in a way you will give up your life. You will give up your hopes and aspirations, but you will not give up those for your children.
Being sort of a very romantic type, I think that the age difference helped in that, from my point of view.
She was, by this time in the afternoon, pouring with sweat, just desperate, desperate. And that's how we ended up in the middle of a local town with me handing over my hard-earned money to buy a drug.
So he ran away to school in Darjeeling, and then when war broke out, he joined when he reached 18.
What about it was false?
All of it.
The sounds from a working flat were coming up from below. As she pointed out, she said, it does rather stop the conversation.
Those are all IPM listeners. All our stories start with listeners who get in touch.
Search for IPM wherever you get your podcasts from and subscribe for free so you never miss an episode.